Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. A victory Monday. We're getting a little spoiled. 7 wins.
Yeah, we are spoiled. 6 in a row. A nice little 6-pack at the Pats Packy. But did you hear, though, even though I know, you know, Drake was a little sensitive to us, you know, asking about things that went wrong, and Vrabel defended it. This, you know, we're going to learn from victory, not in defeat, and don't you ever think that we're not going to celebrate these. Diggs, in his very up-and-down postgame, because he's dropping S-bombs, and he's psyched that they won, and he loved that his girlfriend Cardi B was there. We're going to have a tea party. But then he also said it was a win that felt like a loss.
Yes, and he also said playing quarterback is hard as bleep.
Yeah.
And he would just run around if he was quarterback.
Wrong. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I've never really understood that phrase, but we don't need to get into that right now because, I mean, you get it. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock, 3 hosts, Dan Ball chipping in. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Your tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or playing your position as hard as blank, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday. Three of us will present our stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready? Ready.
I am.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
You know what time it is? It is time for a little naive, gullible Andy to make an appearance because we are on the verge of hot stove season. I almost called it cold stove season because I'm used to recent Red Sox offseason.
No, that's your house because you won't turn the heat on.
Hot stove season. Bregman has officially opted out. Free agency starts on Thursday. The Red Sox have money to spend. They have a blueprint if you want to look in the division, what the Blue Jays did, pun intended, going to the World Series and being basically a hit away from winning the World Series. That can be you, John Henry. That can be you, Boston Red Sox. I don't know what they're going to do, but I am choosing Dan Ball to go into the offseason with some optimism. I think they're going to get a starting pitcher who is the number two guy in their rotation. Joe Ryan, maybe. Someone else, maybe. And then I think they are going to get a big bat. The one thing I disagree with my buddy Ted Johnson on, I want Bregman back, and then I want a big bat. I want Bregman part of this team. Then whether it's Schwarber, Alonso, Tatis for my guy Dan Ball, someone we don't see coming. This is going to be a fun offseason because Fitzy, before things begin is when you have hope. And I'm hopeful that there's reason for me to have faith in John Henry.
You know, actually, I pulled into Bregman's. It's a department store in the nicer part of town. And then I just turned around. I'm all set. I don't think I need to go shopping there.
You don't want Bregman anymore?
Whoa, no kidding.
Nah, hot take Fitzy. He hates Bregman.
All right. Well, no. Now, see, you took it. I didn't say hate. I just said I'm all set.
But what do you know? You don't know what the price is.
He wants 6 years. He's letting Boris push for 6 years, probably between 30 and 35.
How do you
he
know?
Is not worth, did you miss the word probably? That was sort of like the disclaimer.
But let's.
I'm taking an educated guess. Six years, $200 million for Bregmania to spend a quarter of the season on the disabled list, power numbers down, leadership, maybe dead. I'm not in.
Yeah, I do not want 6 years, $200 million for Alex Bregman.
But do you really believe that contract's out there, though?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't think there's any shot in hell. I think it's going to be a little bit north of half that he's going to end up. I think something in like the $120 million range.
For how many years? Four?
Probably like four for 120, something like that.
Let him go.
You wouldn't sign him to four for 120?
Let him go.
Oh, I would. I'd keep him. I think the value. We all saw there's two things we saw. We all saw the value of Alex Bregman at his best, both on and off the field. And then we saw an old guy at the end of the season coming off an injury who you're like, oh, that guy's a $40 million a year player. And it's we got to kind of blend those two things. Maybe he's not the perfect saint that he was for portions of the season.
Oh, no, he's a great guy. It seems he's a great guy, an all-in teammate. Everyone loves him. I'm sure they'd love to keep him around. But to me, like, you know, if I get a chance to, okay, I'd take the 38 home runs that Pete Alonso hit as opposed to, like, let's say he's looking for a comparable deal. I would take Pete Alonso, put him at first base, tell Casas to, I don't know, you know, go sell nail polish on the Pacific in the Pacific Northwest for all I care. That's what I want. I want a power hitting first baseman. I don't want to worry about who's less injury prone. Somebody that feels like a better fit. And you know what else? Because you're not paying Devers, you should also have extra money. Why not Pete Alonso and Schwarber? I choose violence. I choose money.
Okay, that's fine. If you're going to do both those guys, yes, yeah. I can lose Bregman to sign, but I think there's zero chance you get both of those guys. And you're little like, I'd rather have Alonso than it doesn't have to be an either or. Literally, if you just fill slots, they have Bregman's slot now open for $40 million a year, and they have Devers' slot now open for $30 million a year.
Well,
so there are $70 million a year open.
You got an outfield full of gold glovers, so obviously you're not going to displace any of them.
Yeah.
I think you end up, you get a first baseman and a DH, and then you put Marcelo Meyer over third.
Whoa, DH? What about my guy Yoshida?
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Can he at least DH the games in Toronto?
No, you'll see him again in the World Baseball Classic next spring. I want Schwarbombs again.
Something you guys got to factor in as well is that your extension for Garrett Crochet and your extension for Roman Anthony are eating up a decent chunk of that $70 million you're talking about. Uh-huh. So the amount of room between where you are right now and where the luxury tax number is not quite as big of a gap as you would think. Also, breaking about 10 minutes ago, Lucas Giolito has declined his side of the mutual agreement they had. He is also a free agent.
Ooh. Fine. You know what? Take the $20 million we gave you when you had to rehab your gimpy arm and go sign somewhere else.
Yeah, so much for I'm having more fun playing baseball here than
everyone's
anywhere else.
Everyone's had Bregman. Oh, I always wanted to play in Boston. This is so great. Lucas Giolito. Oh, I've never had more fun than in Boston. So much so that I'm going to opt out and go get more money somewhere else. Or at least so I think.
Just because they opt out doesn't mean they're gone.
No, it's true.
Guys are jumping ship a little bit, although it does
get
feel like
here.
They're jumping ship a little bit as well.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I want people that never wanted to leave in the first place or that want, like, I'll tell you what, a successful offseason for me, Pete Alonso, trade for Joe Ryan, let's go.
How about Schwarber and Bichette? So Schwarber.
Talk to me, Goose.
Wow.
And Bichette. We like that?
Yeah. I mean, that's your.
$70 million right there.
That's your new. I guess you're starting shortstop unless you put him at second.
Potentially at second base, and Marcelo Meyer plays third. And yes. I thought he looked great at third
he did.
Times last year. And there's your infield, and bye-bye, Bregman.
The Trey Turner deal, I think the Bichette deal is probably going to have to mirror the Trey Turner deal, Dan. And if I'm not mistaken, that was like. I want to say 9 for $300. Like, it was pricey.
Yeah, try 11 for $300.
Oh.
And that is
the AAV just went down.
It's a little too.
Okay, $27 million.
It's a little too rich for 11 years. That's a commitment for Bichette, unless we're talking a guy like Guerrero or Fernando Tatis. Then.
I threw him in for you. I threw that name out there for you.
I appreciate that.
Don't you have to trade for him, though?
Yeah.
Then, all right, so that if that begins with Duran.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, so my response
is that a problem?
My response to this whole conversation.
Not so much.
I think with the glut of prospects you have, mm-hmm. I'm looking trade market for all of my needs. Trade market for Joe Ryan and trade market for my impact bat, because I feel like the numbers for Alonso and for Schwarber are going to be out of control this offseason.
Yeah, Schwarber just hit 56 home runs at the age of 32.
Right.
He should be able to set whatever market he wants and not take a discount.
It's true.
I feel like he might get a little shorter term deal, though. I don't think he's going to get a massive deal in terms of length. He might be able to swing. You might want to swing a Bregman type deal, or at
three
least offer
120?
Like something where you're like, holy crap, that's a big AAV, but it's a shorter term. Just come here and hit some bombs for a short period of time. This is what I love, though, this talk. And I believe it will be fruitful. I choose to believe that it will be fruitful. I was right last year. They went out last year, and I said they're going to do two massive deals. Did they do two massive deals, Dan Ball? Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
So this year?
Two massive trades. Okay, so...
Oh, that
so,
counts. That absolutely
sure,
counts.
That's what I'm just saying.
Let's work under that, guys, just to wrap this up, and then we'll move on to Fitzy's, because we're sticking with baseball. Say that the Red Sox are working on that same rule. Two massive deals this offseason. Andy Hart, your two massive players that are added are who?
Oh, I think I... So, does Bregman count? Does he count?
Mm-mm.
No.
I think at this point he kind of has to.
Okay, so I have to let him go then.
Yeah.
Because I would do Joe Ryan and Pete Alonso.
Okay.
I think that is like Phil's needs perfectly with high-end players that change the entire dynamic of what you think of this team heading into the postseason.
Love it. Okay.
Goodbye.
Nick?
I want Joe Ryan, and yep. I want Pete Alonso.
Okay.
Very simple. Like, been a big fan of both for a long time, and I think they would love. I think Pete Alonso would thrive in this market, and I think Joe Ryan and Crochet is an unstoppable 1-2 punch.
It's an interesting point about both of them too. Major markets, a lot of success, being able to handle that kind of pressure for both Alonso and for Schwarber. I mean, but Andy, what's on the screen to your left?
I just want to say that the 774 nailed it. As long as we keep David Hamilton, right, Andy? Damn right.
Yes,
he wins
still
you
in,
games occasionally.
Is he still in your?
He
is
does.
He still in the My Guy Club?
Occasionally, he wins you games.
It's like, going to hurt so bad when he's your opening day second baseman.
Oh, gross.
Wait, what? I don't. Gross. Not even I want that.
How do we feel about Meyer opening the season at third? I like.
I'm fine with that. Assuming he's healthy.
Out. Whoa, you're whoa, just out whoa, on whoa. He's out that? On him in general.
No, I. He needs to earn it. Be healthy for a full season
he's
and prove you can be a major.
The best defensive infielder you have.
For the 50 games that he plays before he all gets right. hurt. I'm not putting stock in him being a starting infielder for this team.
Well, that's why you have David Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Perfect.
Well, then you should trade him. If he's not a starting infielder for this team, he should be traded.
Dan has offered to drive him to the friggin' airport.
Well, for Tatis.
Or Joe Ryan.
Okay.
Or any significant player that I can trust to play a full season.
This is going to be fun. This is all I promise.
That's right.
This is going to be fun. We're going to get to do this for a significant period of time talking about significant players, and that is fun.
Absolutely, and it was proven over the last 10 minutes or so that it's fun already, and we can dream.
And speaking of fun, how about that World Series? 3-point stance segue.
Oh, wow. 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Stanley, may I have the audio, please?
Double play, turn it up.
Bloodsport?
That was the final call. Well, for some in Toronto, it may have been with the disappointment that those Jays fans were feeling. Many of them are probably Leafs fans, so they know it all too well. Yes, that was the call in Japanese. Radio, TV, doesn't really matter. At the end of the World Series, in what was an absolute classic, I think universally agreed, if our text thread is any indication, that's one of the best World Series, that's one of the best Game 7s any of us have watched, witnessed, and enjoyed, and it was worth staying up for, and I'm glad, so glad, in the end, that the Dodgers won, because you know what? I found that Dodgers team to be incredibly likable. Will Smith, likable guy. Miguel Rojas, unlikely hero. Guys like Páez, absolutely truck-sticking. Kike in the outfield over there to make that clutch catch later on. Max Muncy, God, everybody would love to have one of those guys. And, of course, the superstars like Sasaki, Shohei Ohtani, and the newest member of the Outside of Boston My Guy Club member for me, that would be Yamamoto. Because let me tell you, I remain more impressed overall with Yamamoto than I do Shohei Ohtani. His effort pitching a complete game in Game 2, and then coming back on the road in a must-win game, going 6 innings for the win, and then warming up the next night for a 50-pitch, 3-inning win in which he threw in the same inning a fastball, a slider, a cutter, a curve, all for strikes. The dude is unbelievable and may provide almost as much value over the long haul as Shohei Ohtani. Good for you, Dodgers. Congratulations on the win.
You are such a flip-flopper.
Oh, yep. Top rope, Steve.
Such a flip-flopper.
Well, a lot of people say I look just like John Kerry, so it's probably
you
on
do
brand.
You kind of look like John Kerry.
I know.
Yeah.
When I met him person, I was like, wow, you look like tall me.
You and everyone else were, let's go Blue Jays.
No, let's go Blue Jays.
And I'm like, America.
I said, if the Blue Jays win, that's great. And that's also a sign for Boston that, hey, if you kind of restyle, if you style your offseason to the Blue Jays, then good for you. But at the beginning, before the World Series, I picked the Dodgers and said I was rooting for the Dodgers because I don't mind spending money and I'm also okay with the way they've done it. People that are like, ow, the $420 million team won. Until baseball sets a salary cap and a salary floor, then what the Dodgers are doing is perfectly legal, and I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, I just got a text. Someone, I guess the bandwagon just pulled up for you out front.
Yeah?
You did say you were rooting for the Dodgers.
I did.
And then you said you were rooting for the Blue Jays.
I said it was okay if the
Blue
Jays won.
And now you're back to happy
Absolutely.
That the Dodgers won.
And
so
also,
I believe that's the definition of flip-flopping.
Okay. And I'm comfortable
okay,
with it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
as
it's fine.
As
yeah, I'm completely comfortable
with
it.
Now I need to call you out.
Okay. Nope, I didn't back nothing up. The only thing that was backing up is the Brinks truck to pay all those people on the Dodgers and whatever kind of rings they're going to get, good for them.
How many hits did Yamamoto have? How many times did he score runs in that
18 Andy, who was the MVP? Who was the MVP of the World
no,
Series?
But you said you're more impressed with what he's
with what
doing.
He did in the World Series, yes.
Yeah, I don't know that I can go to that.
Okay, complete.
The guy was up till 3 in the morning, went 9-for-9 in terms of getting on base, and then started 14 hours later.
Yeah, but how did he do?
And gave up a 3-run bomb to Bo Bichette as
that
well.
That could happen
Look,
to anybody.
He's fine. Dude, everybody under the sun is equally impressed. This is like sort of saying that like you're impressed with Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase. Everyone's on board. They're the greatest receivers of the last decade and maybe for years to come. Everyone's on board and loves Shohei Ohtani. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has not gotten nearly the attention and love people thought last year was like, okay, he was better this year. The dude might be the best right-handed starter in baseball right now. And I'll tell you, to be able to go 6 innings one night, get the win on the road, you know, nuts on the table, and then the next night come around 50 pitches at midnight and throw most of them for strikes against that lineup.
So
with
he's
those
in
odds,
like Kurt Schilling land. He's in like one of these
Randy
great
Johnson, like Randy
pitchers.
Johnson land.
Right, and that's perfect.
Randy Johnson is
and
one of the all-time pitchers.
And none of them are in Shohei land where you hit and then you pitch.
I left that World Series. I knew what Shohei could to do and what he was capable of. I did not know Yamamoto was that good.
Well, he was pretty good. Dan, we were talking about it because he had back-to-back complete games. We were running the numbers
right.
in terms
he's
of Schilling
stud.
And other guys and all. Yeah, he's an absolute stud. And he's also another, I believe, sort of miscalculation for the Red Sox in terms of Asian import
players.
It was
12 for 320, I think he got.
Like, they thought that was too much. Clearly, it wasn't.
No,
right?
It's not.
And yet, you know, whether it's my guy, Yoshida, who
yep.
earmuffs, I love you, but probably not
See
worth
ya.
18 point whatever million dollars a year.
Ruznay Castillo was one of those guys.
Castillo's one of the worst of all.
I know
6 for 72 just lit on fire. And by the way, whatever the odds are, Dan, if we get a chance to check, maybe I'll do so at the break after your 3-point stance. I'm sure the World Baseball Classic betting odds have opened. The house, the family, the farm, maybe one of the two kids right on Japan to win. I mean, are you kidding?
Which
yeah.
kid?
Probably the older one.
Oh, Ryan Warsawski would be proud.
Younger one still has a chance.
And Fitzy will be reading an apology next segment.
the wife knows. I mean, we've all read Sophie's Choice.
It was written by your wife, if that is the case. But yeah, it was. I was racking my brain. I think it's the second. I was born in 1998. I think it's the second best World Series of my lifetime. The Cubs in Cleveland at the time, Indians one was unbelievable with the history
World Series too.
That was attached. But I mean, this one with the entire country of Canada. There was a clip, and I forgot to send it, of the Edmonton Oilers in the middle of their game in Edmonton, all the way across Canada. They stood up and started cheering when they thought that Connor Falefa scored the game-winning run, then to just have it reverse. So proof positive that the entire country was behind Toronto. It was unbelievable.
How's that guy going to sleep for weeks?
Oh, no.
Knowing that you were...
Where's your secondary lead, man?
Less than
Get
half a footstep. Like, you were Will Smith spikes away from
yeah.
scoring the game-winning
Nate Eaton's
run.
Like, you're fine.
All right, we got to get.
Stiz doesn't get it.
We got to get to Marcus Jones, so I will do mine very quickly, and I'm doing mine on the a developing theory that I have with the two winner teams at TD Garden. There are two head coaching offices. One's been occupied by Joe Mazzulla the last couple years for the Celtics. The new one for the Boston Bruins occupied by Marco Sturm, and I think we're having a changing of the guard. If this wasn't already the case, of who the best head coach is at TD Garden right now. That's Andy's guy, Marco Sturm. A couple examples to show you. Casey Mittelstadt, benched against Utah by Marco Sturm, comes back, scores 4 points over the next three games and six in the 70s played. Murat Huznadinov gets scratched, goes to the top line, scores a goal. Two starts for Jonas Korpisalo, then Sturm goes back to Jeremy Swayman, who makes 28 saves on 29 shots, 966 save percentage in a win against Carolina. He's pushing all the right buttons, including this one about Mason Lorai, and this is what Sturm had to say about it.
He should be pissed. He should be very pissed. He should be upset. You know, I think that's the goal, having him out there and be a little bit different when he comes back, right?
I love the way that Marco Sturm is operating with this roster, a roster that is deficient in talent, and we've known that from the beginning, but he's establishing a culture of accountability for his guys. He's getting the most out of his players to this point, players that don't have a ton more to give than they're giving, and I love the way that he is making something out of a team that looked like they were about to disappoint this season.
Well, the Celtics, I mean, they win in their revenge match in the Emirates Cup game on Friday. And then go home Saturday night and get their basketballs waxed and handed to them by the Houston Rockets. No counterpunch from your – he's not what? Mazzulla's not one of your guys.
No, Mazzulla is definitely not one of my guys. I was just wondering, has Marco Sturm infiltrated your my guy list? Do we now share Marco Sturm on our my guy list?
I mean, I don't want to take him away from you, so I won't claim him as my own. But I will say that's fair. I had him on Saturday from 11-1, and I'm just extremely impressed. I had very, very low expectations. See, you guys know he was low on my list of candidates for the Bruins, but what he's done so far, I'm really impressed with the culture he's setting early.
Dude, to what end?
I don't follow your question.
To what end in terms of this year, but also the future? Like, where do you think his... like, we're talking about Vrabel as a Super Bowl winning head coach, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the vision. He's going to set a culture and a foundation that will slash could win a Super Bowl in the future. To what end is Marco Sturm your guy and what you like in terms of what he's doing with a deficient roster and what might be able to do down the road?
I worry that he's not your Stanley Cup champion winning coach when you get to a point where your roster matches that kind of expectation. But I think for a bridge coach that keeps you competitive while you try to rebuild, wait for James Hagans, wait for these young guys that you've drafted, I think he's doing the best at that specific expectation.
Oh, is
right
that
now.
What he is? He basically just like managing the junkyard until all the good stuff comes in?
Well, at very least, yes. We'll see what happens. He's a former Bruin, so obviously they get all the rope in the world, as Neely and Sweeney have proven. But with what he's being tasked right now, I've been very impressed.
He's also an NHL coach, and most of them are don't buy too many green bananas kind of world.
Because, yeah, especially first-timers.
You either didn't live up to high expectations, or you lived up to low expectations, and we bring in the next guy. Like, you're kind of in a tough spot there. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk to our guy Marcus Jones, the newly rich defensive player of the month, who had some struggles against Drake London. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, class of 1998.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In terms, that was a little sample of the may or may not from this week, which now has a cool produced open. I don't know, Mike Giardi might be mad. That might be a better open than Mike Giardi's Friday phone hits for may or may not. Of course, he is the franchise quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, he probably kind of deserves it.
I feel like he kind of
deserves it. We worked extra hard.
Could be the MVP of the league.
Could be.
About 3 months from now, and he's rolling right along. Speaking of rolling right along, let's go to the guest line. Our buddy Marcus Jones joins us here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Marcus, first of all, congratulations not only on the Defensive Player of the Month award, but obviously on your contract extension.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
So let's start there before we get into the game from yesterday. I wanted to ask you, were you surprised that the extension came about mid-season, and why did it work for you? Why not? You're having a great year. We've talked about it, having a great year. Why not wait to get to free agency and see what was out there?
Yeah, so, first off, like, basically, I value myself of, you know, end up getting drafted here, you know, since 22 and everything, and, you know, being a part of this organization. I love what they do in the community. And then also, you know, in the building, stuff like that. Usually, you know, guys try to do extensions at the end of the year and stuff. My main thing was, you know, we came to the agreement and everything. And I love what we have going on, being coached by Braves, people in the building and everything like that. So I was just like, man, I wanted to go ahead and get it out of the way and everything. And, you know, everyone in the front office, they wanted to do it as well, but I'm proud to be back for 3 more years and everything like that and part of this organization.
Marcus, before I ask you a question about the game itself, what's the first thing you bought with that new contract and for who?
Yeah, so I haven't bought anything yet. So
wait, no house, no car, no getaway?
Did you check the account to make sure the money's there?
Batmobile, maybe?
So basically, I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm gonna get first and everything like that. I already got a crib and everything, so I don't need too much when it comes to that. But a new car would definitely be something that I'll be looking into.
So what are the options on the new car? A couple you got your eye on?
No. So I'm not an exotic car person. So if anything, it's probably going to be like a truck that, you know, every man needs.
Yeah.
And everything. And then also probably like a thinking about like Tahoe and stuff like that.
There we go. All right. Well done. Now, as far as yesterday goes, could you feel I wanted to ask you Mike Vrabel said, you know, no apologizing for a win. You know, hopefully we can, you know, we can learn from victory, not in defeat. But did you side with the coach in the idea that, like, hey, we got to win. That's a good thing. But also we can definitely play better and learn a lot from yesterday's effort.
Yeah, I would say, of course, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they feel as though they didn't play their best. I know I didn't play my best at all. But at the end of the day, the W is the most important thing. You know, what I love about this sport is, you know, it's never getting too high, never getting too low, and just playing, you know, being consistent. You know, in the National Football League, like I said, you're gonna have good games, you're going to have bad games. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all on the field trying to win. So whenever we're able to win, it's hard to win in this league, especially – you know, playing good teams and everything, and trying to go 1-0 every week is our main goal. But yeah, what Brave said is very important. You know, whenever you can correct off of a win, that's way better than, you know, correcting off of a loss, of course.
Obviously, it didn't come just against you, but what are the challenges of facing Drake London? He got you, he got Gonzo for a deep ball later, had three touchdowns. Not sure he gets mentioned among the truly elite receivers in the league, but he looks like he should be in that category.
Yeah, man, he's a great player. At the end of the day, like, his catch radius is crazy. But you got to tip your hat on plays like that. They had great plays when it came down to the scheme-wise in the red zone and things like that. But, you know, it was a great great situation to, you know, basically learn from. And then also, you know, like I say, you play, you know, top-tier receivers every single week and everything. On the back end, there's things that, you know, we're definitely going to correct and everything. But at the end of the day, we got the W.
Marcus, when you have a game like that where the momentum is so clearly in your favor for basically the majority of, if not the entire first half, but then there's a shift and it kind of goes back and forth, what do you guys do to sort of like stand your ground or try to regain momentum when it feels like another team is trying to seize control of a game that started in your favor like that?
Yeah, on defense, man, our main thing is to put out the fire. So get the drive stop at all costs is something that we pride ourselves in. Every game isn't going to be perfect. You know, they're going to be ugly games every once in a while, but it's like, you know, you have to get back to the sideline, get adjustments. You know, coaches are helping when it comes down to the adjustments. And then just trusting the guy that's next to you, you know, on the field, communication, all of those things are very important. But get the drive, stop at all costs is the main thing of our objective as a defense.
Reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Month and Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones here on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, you're part of it on the edges sometimes, so you obviously contribute setting the edge tackles, but also the middle of that defense. How proud are you guys as a unit that you still haven't allowed a 50-yard rusher on the season?
I'm very proud of the guys. You know, we pride ourselves on stopping a run, you know, getting it to where on the back end, we can have a quarterback, you know, throw the ball way more. You know, that gives us way more opportunities on the back end to make plays. You know, those guys, they pride themselves in the front seven, you know, with anything that we do at practice, we take it real serious. So that helps out. But then everyone's, you know, basically in the right gap. And whenever you have those guys that's, you know, being in the right gap and not playing pickaboo, it's hard for the running backs and the guys just getting the ball to hit those holes and everything. So I'm proud of those guys. But every single week, man, we're trying to stack. So whatever we did in the past, we forget about that. And it's a new scheme, new running back, you know, getting back to it and making sure that we do what we need to do so then we can make them throw the ball in the air.
Marcus, big proponent here of the iron sharpens iron idea, you know, and you guys get to go up against each other all week long in practice leading up to Sunday, simulating what the other team does. Who's the toughest member of the New England Patriots offense for you to cover in practice every week?
I feel as though, like, that's a great question. You know, a lot of people always, who is that one person? I can honestly say everyone has their advantages in certain ways. You know, like Kayshawn, he's one of those guys to where his quickness and everything is something that can lull people to sleep. Diggs, you know, his play strength, route running is really nice. Pop, quickness, getting out of breaks, you know, being able to stop on a dime is something that's, you know, effective for him for sure. Kyle Williams as well, like his speed, vertical threat, Mac, he's a long guy, so he's able to catch, his catch radius is very good as well. So it's not really just one person. I could honestly say, you know, everyone has their fair share of different things they're really good at.
Okay, that was a good question according to you. This might be a bad one, but just bear with me if it's dumb. Please just give me a kind answer and don't be too mean. Is it weird facing a lefty quarterback? Does it change anything from a coverage perspective, the way he throws the ball, the side he's throwing from? Does that change anything for you?
I would say the main thing, the ball's spinning a different way. That's the main thing that I would end up saying. I can't say that, you know, lefties, you know, sometimes the ball float in the air, you know, but no, Penix, he was throwing it. Like, he didn't have too many to where he was, like, just floating in the air. He can throw. So when it came down to the lefties this week and everything, like, it's just the main thing I'll say is it's spinning different.
Marcus, did you hear anyone clap on the defense during this controversial clap thing that the Falcons accused the Patriots of and we're talking about postgame?
It was you.
Nah, I didn't hear anything about the clapping. The main thing that I would end up saying is, of course, it's hard to, you know, hear each other and everything like that on the field and stuff, but no, I didn't hear any clapping. But we do have adjustments and everything whenever it comes down to different formations and everything. So,
are any of those signals clapping?
No, we don't practice that at all.
Like,
so,
look at me over here. Hey, this side.
that doesn't help at all. And most of the time, if someone does, like, we don't hear the clapping. Like, the clap for us, like, we don't practice that at all. So I can honestly say that for sure.
Do you like when the weather turns? You're a Southern guy, right? You're in Alabama and Louisiana born and down that way. Do you like, quote unquote, football weather in Foxborough that we're coming up on here?
So I have no problem playing in it. I have no problem with that. However, living my normal life, that's a little different. You know, there's snow out there and everything like that. So that's a little different.
Yeah. That's why you need the truck, right? Because you know it's going to snow, so you want to be able to get around and not be late and Vrabel yell at you and all that.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
But now once you study the weather for a while, you're like, oh, that's why everyone up here has such a bad attitude. That's why these people can be so difficult. I gotcha. Nah, it's okay. It just sort of comes with the territory. Marcus, real quick, looking forward to next weekend's game. Even with Mike Evans out, Tampa Bay presents quite the challenge offensively with so many different receivers, backs, weapons, and obviously a quarterback that is playing at an MVP level right now. What's it going to take for you guys to win down in Tampa Sunday?
Yeah, Braves always talk about road warriors. You know, we've played, you know, solid when it came down to the situation of playing away, but, you know, this is a new team. The main thing is always communication. And then bringing our own energy, you know what I mean? Like, whenever you're playing away, most of the time, like, you don't really have too many fans that's, you know, there to make it hard for the opposing offense, you know? So, and then also whenever the offense are making plays, you know, us on the sideline, the defensive guys, we're always excited for our guys to, you know, make plays on the offensive side. But, you know, special teams, Braves has us stand up for the kickoff and the kickoff return and everything because all eyes are on those guys, and that's very important plays when it comes down to it because either it's going to be the first play of defense or it's going to be the first play of offense. So having that energy and being excited for our guys that's out there is very important. So I would definitely say bringing our own energy is very important.
Real quick before we let you go, was that Sonic the Hedgehog I saw you dressed up as last week?
Yeah, that was Sonic.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, no, I liked the costume and everything. People loved it and stuff, and the kids loved it. So that was great.
Good man.
All right, Marcus, congrats again on the award and the contract, and good luck down against Baker Mayfield and the Bucks.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones.
Terrific.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Terrific. Like, no notes. 10 out of 10. Would talk through it again.
And the first answer about free agency and the contract and why he wanted to be here and everything, just tremendous. That's why Mike Vrabel said he embodies everything we want. He's the defensive player of the month. Mm-hmm. He's the best punt returner in football. Mm-hmm. He just gave you a great, mature answer about everything that's going on with him and then the team. That is why he embodies everything. That's why he's a captain, and that's why they wanted him to stick around. St. Marcus.
Wow.
Screw you, Bregman. You're not St. Bregman anymore. It's St. Marcus here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next on WEEI After.
What? I was just laughing. Bregman opts out for one. Screw you, Bregman. We turn so quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's what we do. If you don't have the uniform on, we move on. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk about the Patriots defense. They got off to a better start, so that was good.
Yep. Didn't give up a touchdown on the first drive.
They did not. And then they started giving up touchdowns to Drake London. Where does this defense stand? The health status of Christian Gonzalez, the pass rush that Teddy has talked about being a little inconsistent. Focus on the Patriots defense up next here on WEEI.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah.
That was Marcus Jones here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday just moments ago. If you missed it, you can always go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and listen to that. Before we get to the Patriots defense, which has the reigning defensive player of the month, Marcus Jones, based on early returns in November, I don't think he's going to win the award again, but we'll get into the Patriots defense from Sunday.
Hey, a lot of game left. A lot
Absolutely.
Of season left.
Lots of game.
617. That has been just... No. 617 Texter, who has just been hammering the text line since my three-point stance. Not happy that I had any optimism about the Red Sox, that I like the Red Sox.
Yeah, you ball washer.
That I enjoyed watching the playoffs. What happened? Yes, they lost. Blah, blah, blah. What do you even like about this roster? They're so cheap. They have no pitchers. All of that. Okay. If you want to call in and yell at me, call in and yell at me. But for save us both the trouble, you're doing a lot of texting.
Checked with standards and practices. No, I didn't. And also, number two, if it goes beyond three text messages, make it a call. Yeah. Or just write a manifesto and mail it in like the psycho you are.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little much to call him a psycho. I would like to talk to him at any time he wants to call. 617-779-7937. Of course, you know the number because you've texted to it like 25 times.
Our phone lines are open.
All right, so the Patriots defense forced a punt. on the first drive.
All right.
Let's go.
There you go. How about it? How about it?
Forced a second punt.
All right.
Hey. Then they gave up a TD on the third drive.
Yep.
And then over the course of the next two-plus quarters, Drake London kind of made them his, the word I can't say on the radio.
Salty biatch.
But you won the game, and you continued to hold opposing rushers to less than 50 yards, and everybody told me, Bijan Robinson, he's the greatest running back in football. 46 yards. Couldn't get to 50 yards just
well, he
like
might be.
Everybody else.
He might be the greatest running back in football. It's just that no one's feeding. No one's running against the Patriots this year. I also thought they kind of abandoned the run game a little early.
Yeah, I don't think Zach Robinson is a great offensive coach right now, the offensive coordinator for the Falcons.
You're not
and
alone.
There's a lot of people that are very concerned with it because of the level of talent, as Mike Vrabel points out. A lot of talent on that offense. A lot of playmakers. We saw those, and yet you're losing football games. But they did get in the end zone, and those are the positives for the Patriots. You were better to start. You continued to be good at run defense, although you continued to be a problem in the red zone. 15 touchdowns in 20 opponent trips inside the red zone, 75%. Where does that rank in the National Football League, Dan Ball?
32 out of 32, Andrew.
Yeah, that's 32nd. That's down in Swayman land, if you check the statistics. You don't want to be in Swayman land. And that's something that Ted Johnson's been harping on. The flip side of that, though, Dan Ball, they only gave up one third down conversion. Atlanta was 1 of 11, I believe, going off the top of my head. And that's good because if they converted a couple more third downs, they might have had another trip to the red zone. And we all know that when you get in the red zone, you score, and they might have won the football game. So, sneaky third down defense was a key to them winning that football game. Fitzy, how are we feeling about the defense with all that?
Pretty well. I wouldn't say locked down. I wouldn't say like, oh boy, the defense needs work. Again, I still want an edge rusher. Sure, would have loved Jalen Phillips. Sure, would love a little extra effort there on the outside. But that said, I still think there are probably more issues on the offense, even with the offense doing what it's been doing, that need to be addressed at the trade deadline. I wouldn't have minded, Andy, honestly, if the defense came up big and only gave up a field goal or even stopped the Falcons after Drake's turnover at the end of the first half, because that would have given the momentum back. That would have been a big spot for them to prove they're as advertised.
Yes, they're not shut down. They're correct. Not dominant. But they're good enough when you score on offense. And that's all they are. And that's all Mike Vrabel's looking for is complementary football, right? Special teams, offense, defense, play together, pick each other up occasionally. They've done that most of the year. That's why they are now 7-2. And that's why they are the 2 seed, but tied with the same record as the Colts, who looked very
awful.
Beatable. Very, very. Did you see Jonathan Taylor? He couldn't run. You see Daniel Jones? He couldn't throw. I bet you the Patriots' defense would be okay against the Colts if they look like that.
And the transitive property, of course, you almost beat the Steelers. The Steelers crushed the Colts. Therefore, you should probably beat the Colts.
Sure, if it worked that way. But we've learned in the NFL for this year, there is no transitive property. Just ask the Carolina Panthers. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots win sloppy against an average team. But guess what? That's still a win. And there's a lot of other teams out there that are supposed to be better football teams that are losing games. There's Super Bowl contenders that are losing bad football games. We'll take a little look at how the Patriots compare to the rest of the NFL and how they should be proud. They should have joy from their victory over the Falcons. That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.